Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, May 15th, 2017, More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. To begin our call, I'm going to go to the state of Oklahoma and to More Success Team Executive Director, Ms. Lynn Harden, who has someone special that she wants to recognize tonight. Lynn, are you on? Do we have Ms. Lynn Harden on?
Pardon me?
All right, I guess we did not get her in speaker mode. I apologize for that. So I'm going to quickly go out to the state of Kansas and to the newest Millionaire Club member in Legal Shield, of course, on the More Success Team, and that's Mr. Bob Pilcher. Bob, congratulations to you and Shirley, and I want to welcome you to the call.
Thank you very, very much. I appreciate it. And, you know, I just, when I got the call last week, you know, a kind of funny corporate was calling me, I think, four times on Wednesday, and I kept missing the call, was busy with appointments, and she got a hold of me late on Wednesday and told me that I'd reached that level, which I was somewhat surprised, but I did learn that in Legal Shield, if you don't give up in business, you'll always succeed, and that's something I want everybody to know because, you know, I've been in the company for 14 years now, and I went full-time about 12 years ago. And, of course, you know my background, and I always remember the day I quit my job or when I gave notice to quit my job, Mr. Moore. Randy, you gave me a call and asked me if I was this the right decision for me. And I always remember that, you know, there's a lot of people looking out for us, and I really appreciate you and your father and, you know, all that you've done for us and, you know, just supporting us, mentoring us, and letting us know that there's people out there to help you. And over my tenure of the years, you know, there's been so many people, Mr. Jimmy Parrish and Linda Bowden of late. She's really been a great support for me, and I just appreciate all of you so much. But, you know, I think the biggest thing that I can tell anybody about achieving a level of this, of what they call the Millionaires Club member, is just saying, you know what, folks, don't give up on your dreams. You know, set your goals. If you don't meet your goals, don't quit. Don't give up. Just keep moving forward. You know, when I received the $100,000 ring, Mr. John Long gave me a personal call and congratulated me, and then he immediately told me, Bobby said, it's not the end, it's just the beginning. You can't expect to get the ring and then just sit back and, you know, rest on it. You have to keep working, and, you know, I've just been so fortunate. Mr. Stonecipher told us all, and the ring says it, you know, you're making a living while making a difference, and the time freedom this business has given us has just been phenomenal. I can't say enough about that. The income, obviously, has been great. I've been so blessed with that. And, you know, I'll just leave one thing other than saying thank you to you and to everybody, and especially Legal Shield, is I've never seen anybody ever fail in Legal Shield. I've never seen them fail. I've only seen them quit. And I hope everybody on this call are those that will never quit, because it's just been a great honor. So I thank you for the recognition. I appreciate it so much. You know, I mean, I've been in group business the whole time, so most of all my achievements are just been what I've done. But those of you that are building a team, I say hats off to you. Keep doing the right things, and you'll be successful. So thank you, Mr. Moore. Thank you, everyone, for what you've done for me and what Legal Shield's doing for the country. Appreciate it.
Well, Bob, we appreciate you and Sheree and all the hard work you put into this business and always being there and being a great supporter of the More Success Team. Congratulations, sir, on a job well done. Looking for bigger and better things from you in the future.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Now, did we get Ms. Lynn Harden back on?
I am here.
All right. I can hear you now, Lynn. I think you
have good.
Special that you want to congratulate tonight.
I certainly do. Mr. Ed Wendell, he goes by Ed. It's actually C.E. Wendell, and he came on board 2 weeks ago and has put his head down. He sold his business and didn't want to retire, so he has leveled up in his first 20 days, and I would like to introduce him and just congratulate him for his hard work.
Can we get Mr. Ed Wendell on? All righty. You may not be in speaker mode, Lynn. You might just say a few words about him.
Well, he is a, like I said, he had a business running lines, and he was going to retire, and then he thought that he shouldn't retire and that he should just keep working. And he has been amazing. He's been to group school already, or I should say employee benefits class. And he did that last week, and he leveled up in his first about 14 days and is about to go to manager in less than 3 weeks.
Did we ever get Mr. Ed Wendell on? All right, Lynn. Well, I appreciate that very much. Maybe we can have him on in the future, but I've been talking to him on several different occasions. He's doing a fantastic job, and we're very proud of him. And, of course, appreciate you helping him out in the business.
Thank you so much.
All right. Now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I'm going to go back to Ada, Oklahoma. He's a Platinum 5 Executive Director, a Millionaire Club member, original Millionaire Club member, $500,000 ring earner, the Executive Vice President of Legal Shield, and the leader of the More Success Team, which I'm very proud to say is back on the call tonight, and that's my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore?
Yeah, thank you, Randy, and I want to congratulate Lynn and her new recruit. What an outstanding example that is for others. And, of course, Bob Pelcher has been one of my favorite people for a long time, especially his life. The great thank you, each one. Before I announce who the speaker is, Randy, I'd like to say to Miss Millie Baker, which we all love and appreciate, had to be rushed back to the hospital, so she requests prayer. After saying all that, Randy, I tell you, it's an honor tonight just to be back on the call. I want to thank everyone that's been praying for me. It'll be a little while yet before I get back full time, but I am well on the mend, Randy. So that means a lot, you know, a whole lot since I haven't been to work in over 2 months now. But thank goodness I've got good help and good associates. You know, this next person is the Network Vice President of South Carolina, $250,000 ring earner, Millionaire Club member, co-author of 4 books. And before Legal Shield, he practiced law in South Carolina for 25 years, spent 8 years as a member of the South Carolina General Assembly, was elected by his peers to serve 4 years as one of the state highway commissioners. His lovely wife, Elizabeth, have been involved with the country since 98. They're more excited now about the future than ever before. And I tell you what, you join us tonight. I know you're people that want to get ahead. Listen to this man very, very, very carefully. I have the highest respect for him. I've known him quite some time now. I've never known him to tell anybody wrong. I've never known him to let him down. Ladies and gentlemen, our friend and your friend, Mr. John Gardner.
My goodness. You know, it's just an honor to be on this call. And I want to thank you for allowing me a few minutes. And so I really debated on what to cover. And I know a lot of people have wondered how we recruited the millennials, Justin Peterson and that crew, this past year and why. And so I thought I'd share that because it covers a number of things about why I believe, although the company's been around for 45 years, why this really is the time to put the pedal to the metal. In July of 2015, Elizabeth and I were asked down to Charleston by Frank and Teresa Cohen to see Jeff Bell and to meet with him. He was coming down there. And we saw him and heard him talk about the app. And that was in July of 15. Now, I'm a big business reader. Many of you know I co-authored Chicken Soup for the Entrepreneur Soul. And so I'd been reading a number of books and on which the 4 points that are now in our PowerPoint are basically based. The books are 0 to 1, Moonshot, and Bold. And I'm sitting there listening to Jeff Bell, who had launched Halo and Xbox, and I realized that he really had a vision for exploding this company. When I joined it 18 years ago, I thought it had the potential and would, in fact, change a 2,000-year-old industry. But he had a clear vision for it, and when he launched the app, I was sitting there, and I think we're living in an app-based economy. in a subscription-based world, and he's turning us into an app-based business, and we have for a long time been a subscription-based business. And those two things were really the last numbers to the combination lock being unlocked to our explosive growth. In those books, Zero to One and Bold and Moonshot, they talk about not just companies of the future, but they talk about the fact that many companies, as many as 45% of the companies now in the S&P could be out of business over the next few years, unless they adapt, unless they change. And you hear today that change comes as fast as a speeding bullet, and it absolutely does. And if you embrace that, then it's an exciting world ahead of us. And so we talk about simplification, and we had simplified things, but even the card, folks, was just simply not enough. People would lose the card. But it's one thing today that everybody has. We carry around a little piece of glass with some plastic on it and some silicon that we slide in our pockets that we call our cell phones that are becoming the remote controls to our lives. And nobody is without it. Landlines are becoming a rarity. And so we're sitting here, and Jeff comes up with this idea of an app. And I think it's going to transform this 2,000-year-old industry. If you look at Uber, it has taken a 100-year-old industry, the taxi industry, and turned it on its head. And it's not just the industry, folks. It's the government that depended on all the taxi fees and all of that stuff. They're just having a very difficult time with that. You come along with Instagram, and you have to understand these 100-year-old industries. Kodak had been around for 100 years. They effectively invented cameras and film, and there were some other, you know, shoot-offs from that, but Polaroid and Kodak were there. And then Instagram came along. October 2010, the company was formed. By April the 4th of 2012, 16 months later, they launched their app, and by the end of that month, they'd gone from a $25 million market cap to $1 billion, and Facebook had bought them. And it just upended and bankrupted Kodak and changed an industry forever, simplifying and disrupting prices. And we all know about our noble cause, but I want to talk to you all about something about, I want you to, you have a belief in our company, but I want you to have a super belief in it, and I want you to believe that you can participate in this explosion. And I want you to believe that this is an exceptional opportunity that we're involved in. I was listening with Frank one morning. I was staying with him not a week or two ago, and he was up early one morning listening to Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger. And Buffett was talking about the fact that he liked buying two types of companies, becoming involved with two types of companies. One of them was those that were hard to duplicate, and he used the example of a railroad industry. He said, I bought a railroad for $30 billion, and if somebody wants to compete with me, they're going to have to spend $100 billion in 10 years because they'll have to buy the right-of-ways, and then they'll have to build the track, and then they'll have to buy the rolling stock and the locomotives, and then develop a customer base. And that'll take $100 billion in 10 years. So I'm not going to get much competition there. And I thought to myself, you know, we've been talking about hard to duplicate, but really, why does that matter? Well, it matters because, I mean, there'll be little ants on our side maybe, but we have a company that is impossible to duplicate, much like a railroad is. This company has spent 45 years getting through regulatory hurdles in all 50 states. You know, we've gotten through the Secretaries of State, and we've gotten through the bar associations, and we've gotten through the consumer affairs offices, and we've gotten through the insurance commissions, and in some cases we've gotten through the attorney generals. That has taken 45 years to get every state in the union and four provinces of Canada where we have the authority to do what we do. And at the same time, to develop enough of a membership base to support 7,000 attorneys plus all of referrals, et cetera, who for $19.95 a month will answer a phone in the middle of the night 24/7, 365 days a year. The ability to duplicate that is virtually non-existent. So we're sitting here with a company that has simplified the ultimately complicated getting a hold of attorneys. We've got a company that has disruptively priced access from what people won't even call because it's so expensive, $200, $300, $400 an hour. They don't even call. Don't even utilize them as much as they could be. And we're sitting here, we've broken through those barriers. And yes, we have a noble cause. It's the fourth thing. We're the only company in existence that I know that, as I read these books, they describe companies of the future are going to have one of these four characteristics, and a couple of them have two of them, simplify and disrupt in price. We're the only company that simplifies, disrupts in price, we're hard to duplicate, and we have a noble cause attached to us. There is no other company like that. Now, when you add to those four things, we're in an app-based economy in a subscription-based world, then you're looking at a slam dunk going forward, if that were all. But that's not all. So we come along, and if anybody's watching this cybersecurity problem we're having today, if somebody had told me even 12 years ago when I was running all over the country, I traveled in 32 states in 1 year talking about identity theft for the company. If anybody had told me that it was going to become even more of a problem another 8 years out, I'd have told them they were crazy. I said, you know, I was saying back then, you're not thinking big enough, but I obviously was not thinking enough, big enough. So our other product is, again, the best product. Now, I will tell y'all that the last continuing legal education program I did for the Bar Association, I was a keynote address, and the two other parties presenting was the USC School of Law in the United States Justice Department. And I told everyone there, just like I'm going to tell you tonight, there is no product at any price, anywhere that you can buy that comes close to what we offer, period. I told them that because I believe it and because I know empirically the challenges to it. And this cyber problem that is affecting companies is the tip of the iceberg in terms of the fact that we must be tracking our own identities. That problem is getting worse, and it's not about credit. It's simply, I mean, there is a little bit of the problem that's credit, but the banks are almost getting that pretty straight. I mean, there's some nightmare scenarios, but I'm worried about my, you know, somebody committing crime in my name, stealing my driver's license, using my medical records, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so both of the products that we have people absolutely need. Now, think about this. We have a product that people absolutely need in the legal product. We have a product that people absolutely need in the identity theft product, and neither one of them can be matched anywhere by anyone at any price. So, is that all? And no, it's not. When we looked at Jeff Bell in July of 15, Elizabeth and I decided that we were going to go out and start recruiting millennials. So I'm about to tell you a whole new set of potential names you can put on a list for recruits. I mean, if you don't have a list of 100, you can create a list of 100 after what I tell you in the next minute or two. And I'd suggest you go do it. So we decided we were going to go look for millennials. Why? Well, let me be very clear. I'm not a millennial, not even close. So it really doesn't matter how old you are. I started calling my friends and old associates and asking for their children, or in my case, a lot of times, their grandchildren, any child or grandchild they had between the age of 18 and 34. Now, let me go aside for 1 second. One of the things we discovered is that what you've heard about millennials on the whole is completely wrong. People say they're lazy. They're not. People say they don't want to work. That's wrong. They are asking for what maybe we should have. Millennials will work you into the ground. They want what they do to matter. Guess what? Legal Shield is noble. They want to have flexibility in their work schedule. Guess what? Our company provides it. They want to be appreciated for what they do. Guess what? We recognize meritorious achievement. They want to have flexible hours. We give it to them. They want to set what they earn, not some boss. By the way, we allow people to determine what they make and whether or not they get a raise. So, they are the epitome of what you would really want in an employee if you could develop a business model. That sounds like a dream business model, but it is a business model that we have. And so we went out, started asking our friends and family and associates, do you have any children or grandchildren between these ages? And we started exposing them. And so there's a funny thing. We recruited a number of them before we found Nick, who found Justin. And what I want you to understand is, I mean, some of them, I mean, I had one I went to visit, and we signed him up, and then we went up there to help him two or three times in Wilmington. He lived next to college campus, and the son of a gun picked up the phone and canceled his membership. Hurt my feelings. Oh, by the way, he knew Nick. He could have recruited Nick. And Elizabeth and I ended up recruiting Nick and Justin, and I will tell you, they saw it. They said, this just makes sense. And they began to run with it. And Elizabeth and I did not spend but two nights at home the entire next month. Two nights, because they were working that hard. And they were selling memberships up until we're on the East Coast, 2 minutes to 1 o'clock on the end of their first month when they hit ED. And so, oh, by the way, this should not be a revelation. They're the same age as Darnell and Brian were, and I could keep going on about some of our leaders, when they got in the company and started running. This is not rocket science. You know, I say 18 to 34-year-olds, but a lot of these kids are 25 to 30. they've been in the world. They've realized that the workplace doesn't offer what they thought it would, and they're looking for something to run with, and they have the energy to run. Kaylin Blanchard is one of our new silver EDs. Kaylin came in 14 months ago. He has two EDs under him. He is newest $50,000 ring earner as of yesterday. And he has $100,000 in student debt. And when we found him, he had 2 degrees and was working as a server in a restaurant. I mean, start asking your servers in restaurants. Many of them have college degrees. You think with a college degree they're working in a restaurant because they want to? Not on your life. So I just implore you, you know people with children and grandchildren. That is a whole new set of people to call. And all I'm telling them is we got a cool new app. You need to take a look at them. Look at them. Look at it. And I'm sending them from Prospect, Justin's Download Your Freedom 3-minute video to their cell phones. And if they like that, then we're just going straight into the system, you know. Tools and meetings. Y'all have been there. So I want to sort of stop. I do think that Jeff is going to reach his 2020 goal, and we're going to have to grow about 9 times in the next 45 months to make that happen. If you do the numbers on your organization, that will make us all gazillionaires if we grow 9 times in the next 45 months. I think it's not only possible but probable. And so now is the time to engage, and anybody can do it. I'm far from a millennial. I just expose them to the app and the company, and it just makes sense. And they get it from there and plug them in. And so I want to open it up. I mean, Randy, if we have time for – I think I'm about out of time, but if we have time for a question or two, I'm certainly glad to answer it. I believe – I mean, think about it, folks. It's not only that we're an app-based company and a subscription-based world, but our second product, the ID theft, I mean, it is as relevant today as the day we announced it, except it's becoming more relevant because it's the lead story everywhere you turn right now. So, Randy, I don't know whether you want to ask a question or whether my time's up. I really appreciate the opportunity just to share that story, and I hope some people can take some action from it.
Well, I'm sure they will, Mr. Gardner. And, yeah, if you do have just a couple of minutes, I may ask a couple of questions, or I have a couple of our Millionaire Club members. Would that be okay?
Absolutely.
All right, let's go out to the state of Alabama and $250,000 ring earner, Millionaire Club member, Mr. Jimmy Parrish. Jimmy, are you on?
Can you hear me, Randy?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Well, let me pull off the side of the road, but I've been down to here. Watch your grandson hit a grand slam tonight about 100 miles away, and it was worth the trip, but I knew I wouldn't miss my friend John Gardner, who some of the older people on the call may know what I'm talking about when I call him the Barbara Mandrell of Legal Shield. A lot of you people that remember Barbara Mandrell, who was country when country wasn't cool. John Gardner was identity theft when identity theft wasn't cool. And Alabama was one of those 32 states, John, if you remember, you came down.
I remember very well.
And we had a lot of good times, and I just want to thank you for being the prophet that you've been, because a lot of my success in opening groups of identity theft I attribute to you and your wisdom back then, because you were speaking the Kroll and identity theft language and ways to get into groups, and it's helped me recruiting insurance agents as well as getting a lot of group business. And I just tell all the Moore team on the call tonight, just as I listened to him 12 years ago, what he's just shared in the last 20, 25 minutes will be gold if you apply that and grow your businesses. And John, Elizabeth, from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you for what you've done to help our company grow and for me and our family to grow our business as well. Thanks again for all of your efforts, and God bless you as you continue to work your ministry through Legal Shield and help people all over North America.
Well, thank you, Jimmy, so much, so much. Anyone else, Randy?
Yeah,
John, before he gets anybody else on, this is Ken Moore. I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, being on, tell Elizabeth hello. We appreciate you very much.
I'll sure do it.
All right, let's go out to the state of Arizona and another Millionaire Club member, Mr. Alex Gardner. Alex, have you got a question or comment?
Yes, thanks, Randy. And Mr. Gardner, thank you so much. We not only share a family name, but I want to start claiming it as family, if that would be okay with you.
Absolutely.
But the impact that you've had on our business and countless others across the country is absolutely immeasurable. I mean, just with identity theft alone over the last 13 and a half years, not to mention now with the millennial movement that's just getting started, and just kind of an interesting story. In May of 2004, Linda and I were regional managers in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Linda Bowden and I, and she saw that you were going to be in Phoenix doing a identity theft and an event where you talked about how to achieve in 36 months what most don't achieve in a lifetime. And she said, you know what, we need to be there. And it was like 2 or 3 days to the event, over 1,100 miles away. And we found a way to get there. We drove, 2 days there, caught the vision, drove 2 days back, and our business has never been the same. And that's, what, probably nearly 5,000 days ago. So we just
want
to thank you from the bottom of our heart for your vision, your leadership, and great service to this company. And thanks again for expanding our vision again tonight.
You're so very, very welcome. And I just, identity theft's still huge, but I want to tell y'all, all of you know people with children and grandchildren, and it's just they are looking. And so if they're between 18 and 34, they hit that match, and this company, as they say, this just makes sense. Share it with them. They'll either get it or they won't, but it gives you hundreds of new potential prospects to go expose the company to.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alex. And Mr. Gardner, I won't tell you how much I appreciate you and Elizabeth. You guys have always been so friendly to us and our family, and you've always been so professional from the stage, and it's just an honor for us to have you on our call tonight.
Well, thank you, Randy. Listen, it was a honor. I mean, truly. I love your team. They've been really good to me over the years, and anybody that can help, please let me know.
I sure will, sir. Thank you very much, and appreciate you, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, Mr. Moore, I'm going to turn the call back over to you, sir. We have Mr. Ken Moore. Did he still on? All right, he may have muted himself out by accident. I do want to let everyone know that next Monday night we'll have Millionaire Club member Mr. Jeff Hughes. You definitely want to hear him. He does an outstanding training. He will be our special guest speaker tomorrow night. Next Monday night. So make sure that you are plugged into that call. Like Mr. Moore always says, keep God first, family second, then Legal Shield, and everything will work out just perfect. Ladies and gentlemen, that ends our call for tonight. Appreciate you being on. And I look forward to hearing you next Monday night. Good night, everyone.